You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hi, Bobby!
Let's go.
Vamos, RCAB hitting us with the, is it coming home? I don't know, is Poppy Cup coming home? We're still waiting.
Wait, is my dad coming home? Finally.
It's been so long.
We've been waiting. His new family gonna be mad.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to another Prem Show podcast. We are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
All right. We are your favorite stand-up comedians, host of the funniest soccer show that has ever lived right here on Twitch.
Yeah, yeah. We also happen to be the gulliest. You already know what it is. You already know the vibes.
Okay. DJ Minotti.
We outside.
DJ Minotti with the vamos, vamos, vamos emote in the chat.
Okay.
What's that emote from? That's a dope emote. It looks like the Supreme logo.
Let's go. What happened when England, a country that voted for Brexit, wins the Euros? Good question, Ian Skinner. Damn, I guess next year, in 4 years, they're gonna, I guess 3 years, technically, they're just going to be playing against what? Scotland?
Yeah.
And Wales? Over and over?
Who's the champion of the United Kingdom? You know? It's going to be a whole new tournament.
Who's the greatest part of Great Britain, you know?
The Great Great Britannias. I would love to see it. DJ Manai said Castro 1021. Dope. It's a dope email. Thank you. So what's good, everybody? Yeah, we're excited to be here. If you're listening to this podcast, we do this every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch. So come through. We always have a great time, with all the Twitcheteros, as we call
them. That's right. That's everyone in our chat. And by the way, if you just listening to the audio, that's great. And we appreciate you. Please stick around. If you happen to miss what we say before we hit record, you're missing out on some good bits.
You're missing out.
Wild times.
A couple things. Yeah. A couple people in the chat can speak for that, because there's a couple things going on. That you might be interested in. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, man, we're having a wild time out here.
So let's start today with obviously the Euros, one of the matches, one of the semifinal matches just happened. Mm-hmm. Italy against Spain. Italy wins in penalties after the last penalty taker, Jorginho, bringing the sauce. Okay,
it's Crimson Pizza said is. Jorginho officially the gulliest penalty taker in the tournament. No? Yes. Yes, he is.
He's never... has he ever missed? I think he missed one penalty maybe in the Premier League.
That's called pulling a Morata. that poor bastard.
I mean, look, you feel bad for Morata because not only is he underachieving, but he's also doesn't deserve... the abuse that him and his family is also getting as
That's the part that sucks is like as comedians, this is open season to make fun of him, but now his family's getting abused and we're like, great, now you're making it hard for us to do our job.
Why? What are you doing all this for? Okay. We're trying to have a good time.
Right.
Italy win. Jorginho with that penalty. I honestly thought Italy were going to lose in extra time because they really... didn't have that many chances. They didn't really, they looked tired. I mean, it looks like they were hoping to get to penalties. And also, Spain has looked terrible in penalties this tournament overall.
Spain has looked terrible shooting the ball at the net, regardless of the situation. Training, the 90 minutes, penalties. It doesn't matter.
Over those yellow cone men. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's not good.
Everything just looked trash. Anything in the final third just looks bad
for Spain. But, bro, how about possession, bro? They're crushing it. They
won the Euros of possession. Can't take that away.
Passing it to Koke, back to Laporte, back to Koke. That's on point.
Oh, so that don't count for points no more? You saw how many times Koke passed to me and I passed back to him? I mean,
no.
They're setting up triangles all over the place, but they damn near Bermuda triangles because the ball don't do nothing.
I'm pretty sure, Amelia Earhart had like 3 touches, bro.
Yo, we got 1,000 passes and 4 missed planes and 7 missed shots up in that motherfucker because nothing happened.
Whoa, why is the Loch Ness Monster in the stat sheet?
Yo, Nessie up in the joint. That's what the heat map looked like. It's a damn conspiracy and it's a lie.
Okay, it starts all the way at the top. All right.
Jesus. I was watching the game and I'm like, okay, maybe I don't necessarily fully agree with the idea that possession equals the best defense. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you want to develop center backs. You know what I mean? And you also want to develop a damn striker. I mean, I feel bad for Morata, but if we're going to be open and frank, how is he the best in the country?
I mean, look, it is. I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, the history of the great Spanish strikers and just players is that generation is no longer here. I mean, look, it's not Xavi, Iniesta, with Busquets and I don't know, Busquets is there and Villa and that era is gone. And there hasn't been that same replacement. This is a pretty decent squad. Pedri's very good.
Been incredible. You know, he didn't miss a pass all 90 minutes.
Yeah, that's truly incredible. I mean, he's a shy for him being so young and that sharp, is incredible. But they don't have those dynamic players up front. That won Euros, World Cup Euros, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's nearly an impossible standard.
Against Italy, by the way.
Yeah. But this was Italy were pretty good. I mean, defensively, they did what I believe this was the first goal they gave up all tournament. Am I mistaken? Or there haven't been that many, but...
No. They gave one up against Austria and one up against to Lukaku. But yeah, this was...
Oh, right.
This felt like the first run of play. I believe the one they gave up against Austria was in extra time, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Italy are good. I mean, let's not take anything away from them. They play very defensive. They also don't have, like, a wild... up front, they're not like blowing anyone's mind, but defensively, they have enough to. That's how they beat Belgium. They just have enough to get by, and other teams have a tough time scoring on them.
They also swarm when they get an opportunity, and that's you saw the goal they scored against Spain was like, are you gonna give me a second chance of this deflection? And Chiesa, whose face looks like the ex who wants to fight the hero in every sitcom, right? over a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That dude just took that like half an inch space that he had.
Yeah.
And he hit a beam with it. And I just want to read this about Pedri while we're at it. This is from Dermot Corrigan, who tweeted this out. A reminder that 12 months ago, Pedri had never played in the Primera División. Even those who knew him best weren't sure he'd play much for Barca's first team last season. And this kid is a star boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
How insane is that? My guy, they were like, yeah, I'm not sure he's good enough to play for Barca. He right now might be Barcelona's second most valuable player. And I'm not making that up because they are selling everybody.
Yes. Yeah. We'll get to that a little bit. Crimson Pizza just said they were missing a couple players, right? Pretty solid for that being the case.
Ansu Fati, someone said, DJ Minotti said they were missing Ansu Fati. Of course.
I'll be pointing out England, the only team not to concede a goal yet. Correct. I'm interested how they're going to look against Denmark, because they not only are they playing against Denmark, but they're playing against the movie script that's going to be written about Christian Eriksen and this Denmark team if they go on winning the Euros.
Right? They need to watch out, because they're literally walking into a soap opera, and when they walk in, they don't get the good music, they get the dun dun
dun. Yo, they're like just Hollywood writers are just like I'm getting this story ready, all right, I'm getting the treatment right, all right.
Those disgusting English are gonna ruin this feel good story.
They're already figuring out how they're gonna like make the who's gonna be the villain, the English villain that they're
it's Southgate. It's Southgate. They're gonna hire the most bucktooth actor
they're gonna get all the prosthetics to make them look even more evil, more British.
A mole on their nose with the hair coming out. Bro, it's gonna be wrong. They're gonna be like, can you be racist against the English?
You're going so far to really make them look bad. We get that they were just the opposing team, but
they don't all have humpbacks and canes, man.
So it is gonna be interesting. Yeah, that game is tomorrow. What is that, 3 p.m. Eastern time as well?
That is. I will be on the Complex show doing it.
All right.
With an Englishman. So
that's right. It's going to be.
Jokes are going to land extra hard.
Aussie ABC, fish and chips versus pickled herring.
Ugh. That's a war nobody wins.
the fish and chips thing reminds me of, did you see the Patrice Evra video?
Yes.
He's
dressed like an Oasis guy. He's in the back seat of the car.
He's like basically supporting England with a whole fish.
Yeah.
A whole fish.
By the way, to our fans who have, thank you so much, hashtag Marissa, for subscribing. You're the best.
Appreciate it.
If any of our fans are just driving around and then all of a sudden got super worried that they were being followed by European police officers, that is an old-timey alarm.
The bobbies are here?
Yeah. They just thought of something bad about the English, and now they thought the English police officers were behind them? No, that's the old-timey alarm Christian lives near.
Okay, I don't know if you realize this, but I live in the 1930s.
Apparently there's been a fire during the roaring 20s.
Okay, so apologies for that, but I said there's a thunderstorm. I'm sure lightning struck somewhere.
Crimson Pizza said Jim Carrey just waiting next to the phone with his makeup artist ready to play Southgate. Yo, the same guy from The Mask is gonna do that.
I just wanted to pull up Patrice Evra's video, because it is, if anyone hadn't seen it, it is pretty insane. But to the point where people are now asking, like, is everything okay with Patrice Evra? People are
I want you to watch this and then tell me what you think the weirdest part is.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to play the audio so people can hear it. But I mean, it's okay. There you go.
It's Monday! Evra, this has been waiting for so long. Last time England won a trophy, even the dinosaur was still alive. So come on, chaps. You can do this. Come on. The fish is alive. The fish is alive. Are you ready for that craziness, that happiness? Oh, my God. Go, England. Go, England. Go, England. Coming up. Coming up. Fish and chips. Fish and chips. I'm out.
There's
a lot there.
There's a lot to unpack, okay? And also, it'd be said, the fish isn't battered. It's not fish and chips. It is a raw fish with in French fries for the our American audience.
He didn't have fish and chips. He had a fish and chips. And also, the jersey was brand new.
Uh-huh.
When he got up, you could see the tags. The weirdest part is, hashtag Marissa got it, my guy only had one shoe on.
Oh, he does this every video, and this is the most puzzling thing, because to my knowledge, he's never explained why he does the one shoe. He has one shoe on, and then the other barefoot. Not even
who
with
is he signaling to?
Look, a lot of them are entertaining. Let's give credit where credit is due. This guy's a former player.
He also made out with raw chicken. I mean, what are we talking about?
He did do that. He also, did he win? Did he win a World Cup? Was he in France in 98? Or was that him? Was he there? No, he's not that old.
I'm looking this up. I don't think he's that old.
I don't know.
He's 40. He just turned 40.
He could have been there. Let us know in the chat. And Punk Rock Death Set and the Fat Boy Slim backing track. Yes, that's right. That's what was in the background. He's a man of mystery, building the illusion. He is a baffling for a former player. And we've met, I mean, we've interviewed at this point easily over 100 athletes or former players.
Yes.
Some are more eccentric than others. Some have bigger personalities than others. Some are more comfortable being silly on public platforms.
Some people don't know how to be funny, but they know you just kind of go like a little bit crazy mm-hmm. in your videos and people will be like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I think that's the category my guy sits in.
He is gaming the algorithm. Yes. I guess that he is. He knows the sillier, the wilder.
Look at Crimson Pizza said, it's brilliant, though. You got to watch every video now thinking, is he doing the single shoot thing again? And you got to wait till the end.
Yeah, you do.
He figured out a way to make money off his feet without really making money off his feet, you know?
off a foot, really.
Yeah, really, it's one foot. But also, you could take bets when he releases a video, is it going to be left foot or the right foot? You know what I mean?
I think it's usually left foot.
It's usually the left. No, his right foot was exposed.
Am I crazy? What did I should I watch it again? Should we watch it again?
It was his right. He was staring at you, and his right foot goes up first.
Let's take a quick look.
Wait, hold on. You want to bet?
What is the bet? $5?
You tell me. Yes, $5. I say his right foot is exposed.
I say his left foot is exposed. Okay.
Here we go.
Let's see.
You're making people watch too much of this.
Let's see. He got a
and
right foot exposed.
Yeah, see? Now there's a drinking game attached to it.
Okay, I owe you $5, Alexis.
Scooby the Goon says he'll drop his own line of shoes called the Patrice Evra's, and you only get one shoe. Tons of profit for him.
You got to buy two of them if you want to. And they're both on the left foot, so you're going to be walking weird.
They're like, yo, I heard he got the Patrice Evra's. Which one? He only got a left right now. Real hard to get a right.
Hashtag Marissa said, also, why does he go out the sunroof? But you see, the fact that he does all these strange things and we have to ask these questions are what increase the interest and popularity of these videos.
Right.
Because it all seems like an M. Night Shyamalan movie where we're trying to find every clue is like, oh, wait, what does this mean?
Bro, we're not even talking about the Oasis hair. We're not talking about the glasses. We're not talking about the weird dance chant he came up with. We haven't brought up any of this.
No. We're trying to figure out all these details about this one particular video. So, fascinating from him. I mean, look, and credit to him because there aren't many. We've spoken to a lot of soccer players, mm-hmm. and a lot of them are one either, not to say that they're not funny, but they're not necessarily comfortable being like this boisterous. Like
they're not on camera personalities. They're not very type A. Is that what we be, type A?
Yeah, we're just alpha males out here.
Right. You know they just they're not at our level in this game. You know
there's a certain level of just that comfort to be able to be that silly, especially after having such this game is very serious to a lot of people and they're not used to seeing players like that, but he just credit to him. Cause there's very few footballers that would do anything like he does. I mean, it's like, to me, it's like Patrice Evra, Jimmy Conrad, mm-hmm. Who else? Who are like soccer players that are comfortable?
Peter Crouch got a great personality.
Comfortable being silly. Like,
some of the older guys who, like, if you played in an era where you drank and smoked during halftime, you probably got a bit more of a personality.
Yeah.
Even Harry Redknapp, who has a podcast, who mm-hmm. Michelle Paravani put me onto it. It's just littered with great story. The guy's a great storyteller.
Okay.
And he talks about, like, all the crazy stuff that happened in the locker room, fights, and, they'd go out and pretend like the fights didn't happen. Just crazy stuff. that kind of guy has a lot of personality. But your average run-of-the-mill player that we've interviewed, outside of the women's teams, they got great personalities.
They have great personalities. But even there's not many...
Funny,
who are like almost like internet personalities. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, there's not...
Bobby Boswell
is another one. Yeah.
Jeff Antonella. Jeff Antonella could do it too.
Okay.
He's got a great personality.
His knee got to heal first, but he'll get there.
Yeah. He's on the injured reserve list for funny, but trust me, when he gets good.
Andy Hinchcliffe, ex Everton. What's up? Robert Fremlin saying you're forgetting Breck Shea. I don't know about Breck Shea. Breck Shea is...
He ain't got that personality. He's wacky on the internet.
He's wacky. Yeah. He's not like where like, oh, this is the bit I'm trying to do. You know? Sometimes his bit is like, okay, he likes rifles? Am I supposed to laugh?
Yeah, he's like, yo, is this funny? I showed up late. And they're like, no, it's not funny.
So that's a good thing to keep in mind. Like, who else is kind of like that? I'd love to get a running list. Maybe do a comedy tour with these folks. That'd be fun.
You know
to see.
Who? Chiellini. Did you see him when they were picking the sides for the extra time?
He was being, I was like kind of interested.
Jordi Alba was not into it at all.
Jordi Alba was like, why are you touching me, old man?
He punched him in the face lightly. He's like, mentiroso, mentiroso. And I was like, what happened? When did he become a soap opera actor?
What is this? Yeah, he was hugging him. He was just like, I thought it was like to get in his head. But right, Jordi Alba didn't even take a penalty. But right, am I right? Jordi didn't take a penalty.
I think he did. I think he was the second or third. But Crimson Pizza said Peter Crouch made the best joke about Peter Crouch when they asked him what would he be if it wasn't a footballer. He said a virgin.
Love it.
Guy gets it. That guy gets it.
That's a good joke.
Yeah, it's a good bit. Probably very honest.
Okay.
What do you think Christian would be if it wasn't for this podcast/TV show?
Yeah, that was. I was. I hadn't kissed a girl till our first NYCFC game.
Yeah. And you know, I'm not gonna tell him that it was me. His eyes were closed.
You know, but as long as his dream came true, right? So, okay. What else?
People watch this, by the way. I just want people to know. People watch and listen to what we're talking about right now.
What's next on the agenda? Should we talk any preview of England Denmark? How do you think that's gonna go tomorrow?
I think, you know, it's tough because England is, someone said before, England's the only team that hasn't allowed a goal in all Euros. I think it's gonna be tough. I was watching reading up on you know, how Denmark sets up, just because I'm interested, like, how are these two going to go? And ever since Christian Eriksen has been out, they've set up in a 3-4-3. And I just feel like it's going to be a lot like what we saw today. I think it's going to be one team passing around, the other team defending like absolutely crazy. And I don't know if Denmark are going to have those moments where they may be able to sort of find the goals, but I think it's going to be down to set pieces, if you ask me.
Hashtag Marissa said 2-1 Denmark, and Skeeter Yeet said 4-1 Denmark. Braithwaite hat trick incoming. All right,
bro. If Braithwaite gets a hat trick, I will go back to Christian and redo that first kiss we talked about.
If Braithwaite gets an assist, even, I think is enough to celebrate. RCAB said 3-0 England. The fairy tale is coming to an end. This ain't no Hollywood movie, and it's not Ted Lasso. Okay.
All right. RCAB don't care about your moment.
Oh, beautiful stories. No, thank you. Okay.
I didn't order that. I ordered a knuckle sandwich, my G.
I don't see Denmark scoring here. I think they lose, but I don't even think they're gonna score.
I think the reason you're saying that is because you have now you have confidence in England.
They've haven't even given up that many shots. Jordan Pickford hasn't even had to do the miraculous saves that he was doing even at the World Cup, that just to keep him in games. Southgate is playing defensively, he changed things up against Sweden, right?
Right. He went to a 5-man back line.
And he said, let boys have fun out there in the midfield. Okay.
And that was against Ukraine.
Ukraine, that's right. Yeah. And then the game before that, Germany played defensive. Ukraine, go have fun out there. I think it's going to be a little bit of more of go have fun out there, playing against Denmark. And I don't see Denmark scoring. I mean, they've been good, but they've been scoring. They haven't been.
I don't know. Denmark is taller, stronger. They play better defensively. They don't lose their heads the way England can.
Wait. They play better defensively. They just made it into the knockout rounds.
In those moments where, like, against set pieces, they have better center backs, is what I'm saying. And I agree with you. Look, they haven't given up a goal. England has played incredibly defensively, but it's been a team effort. And I don't know that necessarily Denmark is the team that's going to be able to sort of, you know, pick you apart or any of those things. But I can see England making a mistake or two in those moments and losing sight of what's happening, you know? Ukraine was a little easy for them, you know? And maybe they feel like now that Germany's gone, there's really not that level of competition.
Yeah,
maybe they make a couple of mistakes.
This dude, Mikael Damsgaard, who replaced Christian Eriksen, has been incredible. He's arguably had a huge, huge role to fill, and for him
it's
to
almost
get
like his name should be pronounced damn good, right?
That's right. That's right. The Danish names are a little difficult to say. So if we just Bronxify them a little bit, your name is Mike Damn Good. Okay,
my guy, Damn Good.
So I think he's the biggest threat.
I think Breathe Right Strips is going to have a hat trick.
Martin Breathe Right. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Can we keep going? How many more can we come up with?
I can't even see because this is mad blurry. I gotta pull it up on my own.
Thomas Delaney? Do we have something for Thomas Delaney?
Oh, that's train delay. Yo, my guy, train delay.
This is the most disrespectful thing anyone's done to Denmark. This is the story. This is very anti the Danish storyline right now.
This is the entire world is behind Denmark. Meanwhile, we're roasting their name. Yeah.
We're bronzifying the names. Okay.
Bro, we got Breathe Right Strips. My guy, Damn Good.
My guy, yeah. I'm trying to.
Top of my voice said, how much can you insult one country?
Pierre Emil Højbjerg. That's a tough one.
Damn, Højbjerg. Damn.
I want to say Pierre, just like Hoyt Skimmerhorn. You know what I mean? You're the train stop.
It's a train stop. Some of y'all might not know. Someone said Casper the Gist, the ghost.
The ghost.
Damn.
Okay. All right. We'll stop.
I think Casper's first name should have been Michael. So you could be Michael Schmeichel, which to me is just perfect. It's like, you know, everyone's like, we don't gotta worry about him.
Michael Schmeichel. It's perfect. Okay. Yeah. You're not super threatened by Michael Schmeichel. Christopher just said, we haven't had a pick for a nightmare error yet, and I think he's due.
You know what? I thought that since the Germany match, and it hasn't happened yet, but that just means the tension is building. It's like, you know, like, who are these people like who have like tantric sex for like 10 hours? And I'm sure when it's done, it's very dirty.
Cool people? What are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was talking about our idols out loud like that.
Yeah, I'm getting a little nervous because Everton has been...
Pickford is edging.
Everton has been posting clips of Pickford at the Euro saying like, that's our guy, our keeper. Look how great he's doing in the Euros. And I'm like... Stop putting Stop putting that negative energy out to him because he's doing well. All right.
Don't put that hex on him.
Don't put that Everton stink on him. You know what I mean? He's been doing okay for a minute.
We got to get the toffee off of him.
But look, yeah, I still favor them. I think it would be quite a shock if Denmark win. If they win, maybe they win in penalties. I mean, anything could happen. But I think England can comfortably win this game. But I'll say that I think Denmark, they out of all the teams they played so far, given the, you know, outside of that Thomas Mueller chance that he just completely missed, I think Denmark has a real opportunity to not simply score a goal, but like actually create a couple chances, because I think the confidence and the storyline in itself will just, something happens. These moments get created when you just believe in yourself. And I think Denmark has a good shot, but I don't see them winning.
Who was it? Someone we interviewed recently said like the fans kind of supporting you and being there for you actually does make a difference. It's like not bullshit. It actually does make you play better. It does make you focus more. It does add to the sort of intensity of the moment. And who has more of that than Denmark? So if Denmark come out and smash England 4-0, I wouldn't be surprised. If they win 1-0, it wouldn't be surprised. If they lose 1-0, I wouldn't be surprised. If they get smashed 4-0, I wouldn't be surprised. I really don't know who to root for. I do kind of want Denmark to win, because then I want Denmark to be Italy, so I don't have to deal with Italian or English fans feeling like they're good now at this sport. You know what I mean?
I'll see
what
B just says. So Christian is also wanting to kill the fairy tale. Right. I don't want it to happen, but I think the fairy tale ends tomorrow. But we shall see. Somebody did just mention Arsenal has been doing that with Saka too, plus the entire unicorn meme. And
which I mean, look how joyous he looks.
this is really beautiful. Didn't we see this?
There's
last
no way to make fun of this moment whatsoever. Even Tottenham fans haven't jumped on this moment yet.
Didn't we see this last year? Didn't somebody else ride the unicorn in the same exact pool? Am I crazy? I feel like someone else did this as well in England. I could be wrong. Or they rode another inflatable thing, you know what I mean? But no, this is this
have you been having daydreams again?
No, didn't they this is their training facility. I'm almost sure there was another photo of somebody riding a unicorn. Am I crazy? Tell me if I am. But I feel like it was somebody else. But this has been making the rounds, this photo of Bukayo Saka flying on a unicorn. I mean, it's a great photo. You've never seen a happier young man.
There's literally nothing wrong with the world when he's doing this.
Yeah.
He's just out there experiencing life.
And from all accounts, what everybody's been saying is that Bukayo Saka is just a joy to have on the team. Everybody talks about so highly of him.
We just got that storm you were talking about.
Okay.
Wow.
That he is very mature for his age, that he's just a great locker room dude. He's obviously also a great player.
Someone said, I wish he was my son. One of the other players. Mm. Like, gee, I hope that guy doesn't have a son. kids at home, what the fuck, man? I mean, it just goes to show, like, what an incredible person. Also, I forget who it was. I think it was David Orenstein, who writes for The Athletic, who said back in 2016, when I believe it was Ainsley Maitland-Niles, maybe he was at Dortmund, they went to go interview him. And, you know, he was talking about Nketiah and some of these other players that people were talking about. And they all said, like, no, like, the guy you got to look out for is a kid named Saka. He's only 15 at the time, if I'm not mistaken, but he's like, the stuff he does is on another level. He's better than all of us. Mm. So, like, you know, where we're from, when you're a player that's that age and people say you're amazing, you're kind of an asshole, right? Like, you're kind of a dick.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, but people almost expect you to be a bit of a jerk.
And look at this kid, you know, jumping on an inflatable, unicorn, just living your life, big cheesy smile, not a worry in the world.
You mentioned that Nketiah didn't, or Ainsley Maitland-Niles, who was the one of the guys on loan?
Willock?
Who was it, Willock or Ainsley Maitland-Niles? That flipped his car. He got into like a car accident, but he's okay.
Oh no! I saw this on Arsenal Fan TV.
Okay, I saw it on Arsenal Fan TV.
Yeah. But he was perfectly fine. Car was totaled, but he was fine.
Pretty. But it's apparently the same car that I think Joe Willock had that also flipped over. Like the car literally flipped over.
Yeah. But the picture of the car is on its side.
Yeah. So there's some with these cars. And maybe at the speed that they're driving them, but they gotta chill, bro, because it can end very terribly.
Okay. You're a multi-million-dollar career ahead of you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Okay. All right. What do we got next? You want to talk a little bit about Copa America? Brazil just defeated Peru last night, 1-0 after Neymar hurting our homies. NYCFC's Alex Collins starting for Peru.
He tried.
He tried his best.
You know?
And overall, he had a decent game, but it is Brazil. He had two things. He got nutmegged in the box, which led to the cross.
By the way, while you're talking about this, Aussie AB said Jesse Lingard was on the unicorn in 2018.
All right. You see?
Yeah. So you were right. Okay. At first, I thought he was talking about a drug. And I was like, you hear these kids out here on that goddamn unicorn? We got to get a test for it.
So Alex Collins gets beat. And then a cross goes to Paquetá, which, what a great name. Lucas Paquetá.
Sounds like something we would say, right?
it sounds like
some Caribbean.
We sing in Yandel, Paquetá. Okay. So Alex Collins.
It's not Paqueta.
It's Paqueta. I think it's Paqueta. Not Paqueta. I could be wrong. I think he has a tilde somewhere. An accent. Okay.
I don't think so.
Let me see. Let's take a look. I'm
not
going
important.
On. Yeah, he has that at the end. At on the A, Paqueta.
Okay.
All right. You want to Bronxify his name?
It already is. La Paqueta. I think we all know what that means.
So, Alex Collins nutmegged. It's pretty embarrassing. But then the second thing was he had on a set piece, he had a header. It wasn't necessarily an open header, but he could have scored. He could have scored against Brazil. He had a great, great chance. And it just it's Peru's Peru going up against the giants of that Brazil are, and it's just Neymar is so annoying how good he is, bro.
It's
like
just it's when you think because Neymar does that thing where he plays at like a calm pace,
mm-hmm.
So you sometimes think maybe he's not into the game, and then he pulls out this magic, and you're like, turns out he was into this game.
Okay, he sees it like the Matrix, bro.
Apparently, he was also edging because he just blew up.
Neymar playing for PSG is, you know, and I don't watch Ligue 1 like that. I'm not watching PSG week in, week out.
There's no reason to.
Yeah, I assume he's having a good time out there. But when you're watching these international tournaments, and when it's just, it's wild how, Brazil it's wild how good they are, but it's also they play at such a the joga bonito. They do it. They were not, it was like 0-0, and they're doing back, like, I forgot who made the pass. It might have been, I forgot exactly who it was, but some dude did a back heel that went like 25 yards. Pinpoint. Perfect in front of the guy through ball.
And you're just like, does he know it's 0-0 still?
And I'm like, bro, it is. Yo, you're not. This game is not all lock. You guys need to really actually be trying. And it was so, so impressive. And look, Peru is, they're not like one of the greater like countries in the world or whatever when it comes to soccer. But they're still a tough team. Comebol is challenging. They faced Brazil often. They had a couple opportunities, but you just see like Richarlison, Neymar. When you see these guys play together, like Richarlison looks like he should be playing in Champions League week in, week out when he's playing with Brazil. But he's at Everton, he was at Watford, and he just looks like a normal dude. He just seems like another Brazilian that didn't fulfill the expectations that we put on Brazilians.
Right. I mean, and you know how like some countries like England says, like, you know, they don't like the fans don't like international football. They don't like international soccer. They don't like, they're more club over country. It seems like US is very much the opposite way. You know what I mean? Like where the men's national team and the women's national team are more important than the clubs themselves that play here. Brazil kind of feels the same way as well. Brazil feels like they know it's an honor to play for the national team. It doesn't feel like a job or an obligation to them because they just play different. You know what I mean? And there's something about them where like they play the same speed and the same mode regardless of what the score is. Like they're dancing on you 0-0. They're dancing on you if it's 7-0. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The Ossie AB just mentioned, how about Gabriel Jesus doing an Eric Cantona on a player, not a fan? You saw the kick. Who'd he kick? I mean, it was a wild high boot and got a homie right in the face and got the red card, which is why he didn't play against Peru.
I'm surprised he's not banned for a while because I tweeted out like something. I forget what I said, but it was like, hold that. Because my guy got walloped.
The Paulo Minnesota just said, how dare you? Peru is best. Yep.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. We weren't reading from the facts page.
This was the... this is the...
Oh,
the,
I said, why fake an injury when you can hold that?
Yeah, there it is.
Boom.
Man's got Rock from Chile right in the face. I mean,
if there's anyone who happens to be just a casual fan of soccer watching us right now, that's not part of the game.
Also, you have to be wild confident there's nobody there to throw your foot up that high.
Or just not care because he actually kicks his foot up. Watch, he actually kicks his, like, it looked like he was trying to kick the dude before touching his ball. You know what I mean?
Why is your face getting in the way of the ball I'm about to receive?
Get out of the way.
Brazil is Brazil. Everyone kind of expected them to win. So now it
Skeeter
is kind of...
Heath said, if Neymar gets into the groove, he can play better than Messi at times. I'm not saying he's better, but he can show flashes of superior technical footballing ability. What are your thoughts on that?
He is technically he is a technical player 100%, but also
I don't know that I agree with that. I think he's got the techers.
Yes.
So he's got like the flashy, you know, reels / TikTok you know, skills. But technically,
Neymar got the snackable content.
Yeah. But, you know, Messi is a better overall player, even than I think Neymar's best.
So this is an interesting thing I heard. I saw there was some video I saw. I forgot where I saw this. They were comparing just players that with great technical ability. And they pointed out that. This is my argument. I would say Neymar is a more technically gifted player, hands down. But Messi is the more intelligent player as when it comes to movement and center of gravity and getting away from defenders. Because Neymar, so this is the video what it pointed out was that Messi. If you watch Messi, and I never really noticed this, Messi does not do stepovers. He's like, you watch any game, he is literally never doing a step over.
No, because he's so short, the ball is like a duffel bag to him.
he can't even get it between his legs.
No, it's too big.
So he doesn't do step overs.
He'd be doing roundhouse kicks.
We all know step overs to, you know, we know Ronaldo, right. Nazario, right? R9. We know Cristiano Ronaldo does them all the time. Neymar does them all the time. They become a part of the game that is like, oh, if you got swag, this is what you're doing. Right. Messi's like, forget all that. I'm just going to dip my shoulder in and maybe make you think I'm going to go a certain direction and then burst the other direction and you're never going to catch me. So his game is not about he uses his body and his movement to confuse defenders, not not his like foot skill necessarily. He just has like a great burst of speed, and he slowed down a little bit, but he still has that like that burst. And again, I've always mentioned this, shorter players, people in the chat, you can mention that. If you are a short player or have had to defend against a short player, like that's, let's say like under 5'7", 5'8", it's a nightmare. You don't know where they're going to go. You can't put a body on them. And that's why Messi is, to me, the smarter player, but the less technical player.
So I just want to read two things in the chat. It said, someone said, never been a fan of Neymar. I just want him to retire. How old is he? So clearly we don't have the biggest fans.
Yeah.
But where is it? Oh, here we go. Skeeter Yeet said, Messi has a sixth sense, something that not many players have. Also, something Messi technically doesn't have because it's not a real thing. And top of my voice responded with, or next comment said, Messi has a long torso. So we're just chopping Messi up here.
Really analyzing this man's, all his limbs, okay?
He top tall.
Interesting. I wonder, does a long torso affect your game a little bit? I don't know.
So the top of my voice came back with, Messi needs to take three steps for everyone's two, so he has more chances to get his footwork right. We got some real Messi conspiracy theories going on here.
I love these. Okay. Crimson Pizza said, Messi seems like everyone is playing slower and Neymar seems like he is playing faster. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's the best I can do. Okay.
It kind of does make a little sense.
I would say, what's impressive about Neymar, I think you saw it against Peru last night, is that even in the he expends his energy well, and where it's like in the 85th minute, if he has an opportunity for a counterattack and he can break away, he's still gonna beat that center back. He has that speed. He's just lanky, and he has like, he just doesn't look like he would be a fast or strong dude. But then when you see him kick a ball, you're like, where's this strength coming from?
Yo. So Steven Jumbo Jet said, Messi doesn't fall easily. Neymar, you've seen the videos. But then Skeeter Yee said, Messi got a big heart, which is better than a large heart. And Aussie AB says, Messi doesn't fall because he's already close to the ground. So once again, we are chopping this up.
Yeah, we're trying to make, really, this is the best, analysis of these two players who are often compared. Colo Blanco just said, sorry, Messi, Los Parceros getting a dub tonight. That's right. Colombia and Argentina are playing later tonight. If you're listening to the podcast, after we played yesterday, you know the result. Let's go, Colombia. We are trying to support Colombia right now. Everybody wants to see, Messi against Neymar in the final.
I would love to see that.
I think Colombia has a little something to say about that. Argentina has not.
Which unless, is a, please go ahead.
Argentina has not. They're not defensively. They're not a strong team. So I don't think it's a lock by any means, unless, Colombia beat Uruguay. Remember we talked about this last week. You said you thought Uruguay was going to win. I got my predictions right for both matches. And then unless
how about this, I'll go out on a limb and say I think Messi wins his first international tournament with Argentina.
Nah, man. I think.
thank you for the in-depth response.
I don't think if they get past Colombia, which is feasible and possible, which I don't think they will. But if they do, I don't think they're getting past Brazil. There's just too many defensive issues with that.
I think this is it. I think Lionel Scaloni is going to get it done.
Okay.
I think both Lionels are going to get it done.
That's okay. So what else? Anything else that we didn't cover? Anything Premier League happening? We talked about Jadon Sancho. That's happening. Anything else? Oh, Junior Firpo.
That's right. I put it as the first thing I put in the Slack.
Junior Firpo going to Leeds, leaving Barcelona. We got a Dominicano in the Premier League. I believe this is the first one ever. Am I wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Junior Firpo of Barcelona. He was originally at Real Betis. And now he is going to be with Bielsa at Leeds. This is nuts, bro. And so this is it's interesting because even when Firpo left Betis to go to Barcelona, I'm like, yo, this is what a wild level up to have a Dominican playing at Barcelona. But you know what's interesting? Firpo couldn't really break through because who got there? Who got there at his spot?
I'm looking up to see if someone... there's none. One playing in Finland.
In the Premier League? Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a Dominican player. This is
a
huge.
Lot in Spain, by the way.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
A lot in the Tercera División, which is not good.
But the who took his spot in Barcelona?
Who?
Right back.
Serginho Dest?
Serginho Dest took a fearful spot. He couldn't.
Once again, America interfering with Dominican Republic.
So that was when Dest got there, I was a little bit concerned, but I thought like, oh, well, Firpo, he's been in La Liga for a long time. But Ronald Koeman comes in. His Dutch homie arrives. Uh-huh. He didn't stand a chance. He didn't stand a chance. So I'm excited to see what Firpo is gonna do at Leeds because yo, it is a high tempo team, and I expect him to maybe even score some goals. It should be wild.
I mean, first of all, we're gonna have to double check my guy's heart because they run a lot out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's gonna be a different style for sure. But I think this is a good move for him, man. He had a couple good games at Barca, but Barca were going through all their issues and stuff like that. So he was more of a substitute and really couldn't get. I think this is mainly I need minutes. I just need a place somewhere.
Well, you know the story about Barcelona. By the way, Robert Fremelay said, have Cooligan seen the movie
The Tomorrow War.
Best part is where soldiers from the future come to the 2022 World Cup final and recruit them to fight a hopeless war against aliens. Is this real?
Yeah, I've heard this movie is awful, by the way. So I don't know how excited I am.
I've also heard that, too. And I haven't asked. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So Barcelona basically have to sell everybody. I put the thread if you want to open that. Barcelona has this crazy... So La Liga has the salary limit. Barcelona can only use 25% of the money that they sell. It's like MLS now. It's incredible. They sold Conrad de la Fuente, the American. I forget where he plays now.
He went to Marseille or Olympique Lyon.
He did go to Marseille.
Yeah.
They're trying to get rid of Serginho Dest for 10 million, which is nothing. So hurry up, Arsenal, and make that happen.
Oh, you don't. What happened to your man Bellerin?
Oh, he gone. Actually, Barcelona was going to buy him, and now that might not happen.
So wait, okay. So this is the thread you're talking
about.
You read
about, this because everything is a little blurry for me.
All right. So Barcelona cannot register any new signings. Not Memphis Depay, Sergio Aguero, Eric Garcia, Emerson Royal. After exceeding the La Liga salary limit, I didn't even know La Liga had a salary limit. Mm-hmm. So despite selling Conrad de la Fuente, Jean-Claire Todibo, Junior Firpo, Barcelona need to reduce their wage bill by 200,000 euros.
How crazy is that?
All right. So, yeah. So this it's still going to be a fire sale. Yeah, I've heard Umtiti for sure is going to be gone. Pjanic, they're trying to get rid of him as well. So, okay. Look, I mean, this is why they wanted the Super League.
Yeah,
I mean they didn't want to have to do this.
Actually, yeah, they're like, we tried to avoid this. Everyone,
Skeeter Yee said Bartomeu was an incompetent bastard. Okay, the reviews are in. All right, folks.
Yeah, I actually think it says that on his website's bio at this point.
He's like, I can't change it. It just got there.
Even he agrees. He's like, I have to be honest. I didn't do a great job there.
Yeah, anything else that we may want to cover?
No. I think that's it.
I think that's about it. I'm excited to see Firpo there. Hopefully he does. I mean, they already announced it on he already announced it. So, so I'm assuming
Fimbo's like, you can't take it back now. Look at me.
yeah, we could see it here. Filippo there in at Leeds with the sign. Yeah, he's gonna be a Dominican gonna be playing with Jack Harrison.
Bro, two Dominicans playing.
You know Jack Harrison goes to a Dominican barber. You know, bro, that.
Yo, Firpo's gonna get there. He's gonna be like, "Lo que mi mani."
Is it like David Hermano? Like, yeah. Oh, you know? Okay, cool.
Yeah, hey, de lo mío. Tigre, que haces?
Everybody. So, thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show. Make sure.
By the
to-
way, Skeeter Yee, who said Bartemu, I always get his name.
Bartemu.
Bartemu was an incumbent ambassador. He also said, "Wait, hear me out." Hit us with your theory, Skeeter Yeet.
So you said, I'm happy.
He did.
Okay, good. Skeeter Yeet said, I'm happy that France got knocked out early because now Mbappe's Ballon d'Or chances are basically eliminated. He didn't deserve Ballon d'Or this season. There are players who are more deserving. The media was hyping him up so much and positioned him as favorite, even though Messi and Lewandowski exist and are way better than him. All right.
All right. Skeeter Yee took Bartemu, whatever my guy's name is.
He's coming for everybody.
He took out Mbappe. He's the second. I do not like Mbappe.
Who hates Mbappe? Apparently, bro. Only Skeeter Yee.
Mbappe is basically to soccer what Saka on the unicorn is to everyone. And no one dislikes Mbappe.
So let's talk about this Ballon d'Or thing before we wrap up, because a couple of people were mentioning Jorginho. Jorginho was the leading scorer for Chelsea in their Champions League run.
Mm-hmm. The Brazilian Jorginho?
The Italian Jorginho.
Born in Brazil.
but he's currently wearing an Italy shirt.
Oh, I didn't know he Giuseppe Rossi'd.
Okay, they said it on the broadcast that he moved to Italy when he was 15. So forget Samba. He wants some Italian food. Anyway, but Jorginho as the Ballon d'Or winner, which feels wrong because it feels uncomfortable. It feels as uncomfortable as a Jorginho penalty, right? Mm-hmm. It feels not right. We're used to.
By the way, Crimson Pizza said more like hater yeet. Am I right? And put the drums.
So the Jorginho Ballon d'Or winner feels incorrect, even though the fact that he scored all his goals on penalties, which is, it's not easy to score penalties. He scores a lot of them. They are proper goals. But I can't see them going that far. But some people are suggesting that if Italy wins the Euros, that they can make a case for Jorginho as a Ballon d'Or winner.
Maybe not a Ballon d'Or winner, because I don't know that he's had the amount of time to show his excellence. If he deserves it, then Lewandowski still usurps him in my mind, because he's had a greater length of time at being excellent, right? Wouldn't you agree? If we're going to give Jorginho the credit because of how he played in this tournament, fam, Lewandowski got nobody, and he played pretty good as long as he possibly could carry Poland. Yeah. And he played incredible all season, and he's deserved it for years.
Yeah, and he didn't win it last year when they just
over
didn't award
bullshit.
It to any. Yeah, they just like, oh, no, we don't want to give it to the Polish guy. No, thank you.
They treat Polish people like the way they treat black people. Like they're almost purposely keeping away from whatever asterisks they can add to. Yeah. They don't want him to win. I don't know. What did he do? Remember, who was the girl? Who was the lady? She's a comic, or was a stand-up comic. She was the mom in Precious.
The mom in Precious.
Remember?
Monique.
Monique.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember she like told the truth about like, hey, I don't want to sit here and have to like, you know, lobby to win this award. And I didn't have to.
Yeah.
And then she got blackballed. She got banned. What did he do? Did he do something? Did he reveal something about UEFA, about Infantino? Because
I don't know,
it seems like he's blackballed from doing anything other than winning with Bayern.
It just shows like there's clearly a bias with you know, all the voters of like who, like what leagues people respect. You do something, you excel in Bundesliga, people are like, ah, it's Bundesliga.
Right.
The only leagues that when it comes to FIFA that they truly respect as like if it's difficult to excel and your accolades are well earned are really Premier League and La Liga. I mean, let's just be serious.
A little bit of Serie A, but then everyone's going to say, well, you got to go. It's a lot like comedy. Like there's New York and LA comics and then there's everyone else. And mm-hmm. even if you're really, really funny, they'll say, well, okay, well, now you got to move to New York or LA. That seems to be the La Liga Premier League, right?
Yeah.
You got to go pick one.
Well, and,
what city's which? I guess Premier League would be New York.
New York,
because there's more stage time and it's harder to perform here.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bit more relaxed than LA.
Yes, yes.
I answered my own question.
So, there's clearly, Skeeter Yee says def top 3 or top 5 for sure.
He also said everything is so reactionary now. LOL. When Chelsea won the Champions League, people said Conte deserved Ballon d'Or. When Mbappe scored a hat trick against Barca in Champions League, people said he deserves it. And now with Jorginho, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Skeeter Yee may hate everybody, but he's not wrong.
Colobanco also has some great Jorginho facts. He said,
okay.
Jorginho is of Italian descent through his paternal great grandfather, Giacomo Frello. Who is from Luciana Veneto and thus earned Italian citizenship as a result. Also, Colobanco said his childhood idol was Romanian player George Hagi, which led to his friends nicknaming him Haginho. LOL, bro. This is a random Jorginho fact. Thank you. You know, we love random Jorginho facts.
Yo, Skeeter Yee said, yo, I'm not hating on Mbappe or anyone. LOL, I'm just saying what I see and what the media is doing. That I see what the media is doing.
And yo, now, he's like, and hey, you're part of the media too. I see.
Apparently, you also have been bought.
Look, for me, it has to be Robert Lewandowski. I don't see how,
if we're going to start giving it away. Lewandowski's played better than all of them, so
yeah. I mean, it's not a breeze to have the most goals ever in Bundesliga. So you got to give. And
I will agree with Skeeter Yee. He says I love how Mbappe plays, but does he deserve a Ballon d'Or? No, not this year. He's gonna get a lot of them. But this ain't the year for him.
And there's been a lot of comments. Who was it? Anelka, Nicholas Anelka. There was a quote going around of him saying that he needs to, if he wants to basically be respected as a top footballer, he needs to leave as a potential Ballon d'Or winner. He needs to leave Ligue 1. So I think there's that possibility too of him going somewhere else, playing in England or playing in Spain. But I see it as a real possibility. Maybe this season, right? Because next year,
right?
PSG is not going to let him go for free. But I think that this is probably the odds are fairly likely that he might actually go.
Hannah Banana said, "Just give the Ballon d'Or to Alphonso Davies."
I got no problem with that.
I wouldn't argue it.
Okay, give the Ballon d'Or to the unicorn. Soccer was right. Let's go. All right,
let's
really
go.
Mix it up. All right, for the vibes.
Yo, the Ballon d'Or winner is, you already know, he goes floating in from the top. Colo Blanco said he has credited his mother with encouraging his love of football. After discovering that he was being financially exploited by his agent while playing for the Verona U team, Jorginho almost quit the game and wanted to move back to Brazil, but credits an emotional phone call with his mother for inspiring him to persist and continue playing. Damn, mom came through.
Jorginho fact.
Yo, Mother's Day gotta be tough around the Jorginho household. She's like, how much you get me? Remember when you almost quit this whole thing?
Perfect, Tommy. Thank you for gifting a sub to Cal Viva.
Let's go.
Much appreciated. All right, everybody. Thank you again.
Hit that follow button if you watching. Come on.
Smash that follow button, bro.
Break your keyboard.
Thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of Prem Show. Don't forget, feel free to leave a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever you prefer. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a 1-star over there. We don't like that.
I'll take care of that, actually.
How dare you? But leave a 5-star review of the podcast. We appreciate it. I appreciate the support. It helps us climb
the ranks. What did the 1-star say?
The 1-star says, Alexis's bias for Arsenal and projecting their failures towards Man United is cringeworthy material. Not your best work this past pod.
So he gave me a 1-star off of a pod?
Over one? Yeah, you don't review each individual podcast. Nah, it's the whole
maybe
thing.
This one, he'll give me 5 off of this one.
Okay, there it is. You know, not every we got haters too, Skeeter Yeet.
Yeah, right? if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping, is you?
So leave a review to
let's see what Marty Breathe Race Trip says about this.
Oh my goodness. So help us, you know, bury that 1-star review.
Yeah. You also might not see it in a couple weeks because your boy hits that. Inappropriate, but mad quick.
Okay. What is, I think this is bullying. Yeah. You know?
Honestly, this might be swear words in my religion. So take that
now,
out
please,
of here.
I need you to respect that. The religion that I just created of saying negative things exclusively on Manchester United. Okay?
Unless you hate the people of God at the podcast. You tell me.
Okay.
All right. As I light my Henri candle, you tell me, and I'll let the other parishioners know.
Okay. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, we have a break. We'll be back on Fubo TV on July 18th, and we're back there with a really, really fun episode. Great, super exciting guest that we cannot mention, but you may have seen them on a very popular television show that is related to soccer.
Yes.
Yes. So that's all we can say. But make sure you tune in July.
Is there another hint I can give?
If you're a fan of biscuits.
Yeah.
You know, that might be.
Wouldn't you love to know where we got those biscuits.
Correct. You might be interested in this particular show. Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Tune in July 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure to check that out. We're going to be back next week with another Prem show. Alexa, we haven't discussed it, but I think maybe for the final, maybe we'll be on Twitch. I don't know.
Who knows? Maybe.
I don't know. So just follow us on Twitch and join us. We've been doing a bunch of fun stuff. And a reminder, this Friday at 7 p.m., I will be on Twitch with another comedian. Her name is Lindsay Bowling. We're going to be doing a co-stream of an NWSL match. It is going to be the Orlando Pride against Racing Louisville. And we're going to be actually streaming the game. So
you're going to be able to watch the game on our stream.
On our stream. So that's a super cool thing that NWSL is now doing and they're allowing. We're going to watch the actual game. We're going to call the game, react to the game, joke about it. Lindsay Bowling, she's great, a hilarious comedian. She also played in college in Louisville. So she's definitely, we know who she's rooting for. So it's going to be super fun and entertaining. So please come through. It's Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be watching that game. Okay.
Sorry, I can't be there. I will be on stage, unfortunately, but unfortunate for the audience. I can't wait to check in between sets. This is gonna be dope.
I love top of my voice. She said, "How are you not in trouble for these hints?"
Why? Because they're so genius and they're hard to figure out, like a Sudoku. You know what I mean?
Okay. Luzeta said, "Good evening, soccer fan, or should I say football fans?" Well, I am English. Okay.
Cool. All right, Luzeta.
Both work, but both are allowed in on this channel. So thank you again for tuning in to another Prem Show podcast. We appreciate it. Follow us everywhere at Soccer Cooligans on all social platforms. Hit follow. We're trying to get those numbers up on Instagram.
We're almost at 25K. Come on.
Help us get there. What are you waiting for? You're missing out on the whole Cooligans experience.
Also, okay? I'm personally, my personal account, I believe I'm at, 250 away
from
10,000? Hey, a little less, 240. Hit the refresh button. I think I just gained another one.
Okay, why?
What?
No, you did not gain another one.
Well, mine says I did. Maybe I lost a follower while you were doing that. I'm only less than 250 away from 10,000, which gives me a little swipe up.
You don't want Alexa to have that swipe up feature? I'm about 8,000 away from
so close
from 10K, but help me get there too. Christian _ Polanco, and then at not Alexis for Alexis. All right, y'all the absolute best. Thank you again for tuning in. We will see you next week here on Twitch every Tuesday 6 p.m. Eastern time. Come through. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!